Welcome to today's Daily Dose with AH. I'm Timmy Gard, the Chief Growth Officer of Ardelis Health. And today we're very fortunate and lucky to have Lynn Sullivan, the Chief Business Officer of Rose Pharma. Lynn, can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Absolutely. Thanks, Timmy. So again, I'm Lynn Sullivan, Chief Business Officer at Rose Pharma, which is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company focused on metabolic and GI disorders. Our lead asset is called Rose 10. It's a short-acting GLP-1 being developed for weight loss maintenance and for IBS pain. So I've spent most of my career in metabolism, most recently obesity medicine, helping bring forward a first-in-class therapies like Ozempic, Saxenda, Wegovy, Rybelsus. But the red thread of all my work has been patient-centric commercialization. So really understanding every step of the patient's journey to ensure that my product meets those needs so that people get and stay healthy. So my current focus is really developing a solution to growing gap of people being unable to maintain their weight loss after using the long-acting GLP-1s. So I want to help people keep their weight off long-term while feeling normal and not suffering through those side effects associated with the existing GLP-1 therapies.
Great. Let's get right into it. You've had a long career in obesity medicine, like you just mentioned. How'd you first get involved? What's changed over the years?
Yeah, great question. So I began my career, at least in the metabolic part of the disease state, with Novo Nordisk. So working in diabetes taught me that discipline of kind of long-term adherence and how to build a therapeutic market, not just promote a product in one. And it was that foundation that brought me into obesity, where I helped establish the category around Saxenda, which was the first GLP-1 for obesity, by partnering with physicians, clinicians to translate science and put practical care pathways into place. Since then, two shifts really stand out to me. First is demand. With these being so highly effective, patients are now actively seeking weight loss treatment. The second is access and persistence have really kind of lagged. You know, our insurance is fairly inconsistent, and the day-to-day tolerability of these products drives people to want to stop these products in a shorter time frame than they should be stopping them. And therefore, this weight loss maintenance remains the unsolved need. So the field is pivoting from rapid weight loss to sustainable maintenance, with cash pay and direct-to-consumer options growing while the payer coverage, we hope, continues to mature.
And with that, blockbuster drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy and Zepbound are everywhere in the news. You can't go a day without hearing about, reading about it, including new trials that are successful, some that are stopped. What challenges are becoming more apparent?
Well, so before we talk to challenges, what's working, I think, is clear. I mean, the GLP-1s deliver meaningful weight loss. They've raised public awareness. They've really helped to shift the conversation that obesity needs to be treated as a medical condition, not just a character flaw. So many clinicians now approach it as serious medicine with real benefits, such as metabolic benefits. But the challenges are also equally clear. So first, that idea of persistence. While enthusiasm is very high to lose weight when you're losing it, the tolerability causes those plateaus as well as people to drop off. I think a second challenge is that access and affordability. Once again, the coverage is inconsistent and the out-of-pocket costs are very high. Third, I think, patient preferences. Some patients want to continue therapy. They want flexible, lighter footprint options, if you will, with fewer all-day side effects. And some may prefer that they're doing something else for the rest of their life, which is helping them to, maintain their lean mass and be able to do these things different than the way it's being offered today. So the net-net, we've proven we can take weight off. The next frontier is now let's keep it off with approaches that people can and will use long-term.
And that's really good discussion. What do you see then as the biggest gaps in obesity care?
I see those gaps as kind of three large gaps. I mean, the first one we've mentioned now is the maintenance. The maintenance solutions that are purposefully built for maintenance, not just stay on the same thing forever and cross your fingers, people do it. The second, I would say, is having flexible regimens that respect people's lifestyles. So control knobs on your life as opposed to switches on and off, if you will. And then finally, like drugs designed for tolerability first that help reduce that daily burden while preserving clinically meaningful benefits. So if we solve these, we improve persistence and broader eligibility, and we create a more durable standard of care.
So with that important fact, why is weight loss maintenance such a critical but overlooked point of care right now?
Maintenance is really, it's where real results either stick or they slip. So your body naturally pushes back toward regaining weight in real life, such as stress and travel and holidays. They add pressure. So if the tools for maintenance are heavy or costly or make people feel crummy all day long, they won't last. We need solutions designed for maintenance phase that are easier to live with, flexible around meals and personal routines, and supportive of keeping weight off without consistent side effects. That's better for patients, and it's smarter for healthcare. There's fewer relapses, fewer complications, and for the insurance companies, a better ROI, which helps make this thing more affordable.
Can you tell us a little bit about Rose 10 and how it could change the way people think about obesity maintenance?
Yeah, and Rose 10, it's the reason I am supporting Rose 10 at this company, is because Rose 10 is a weight loss medication that's fast acting within 20 minutes. It's short lasting in that it's a quick rapid on and rapid off. So within 3 hours, it's out of your body, it's done its job, and you have little to no side effects. So the concept is targeted support when it matters most. So for example, around meals or when people are most vulnerable to overeat, rather than having a drug in their system for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that exposes them to other types of side effects. So Rose 10 is a product that you take before one of your meals each day. You pick which is your largest meal. And due to its short duration of action, people can choose to take it more than one meal a day or skip a day if they want, because it's only in the body when you want it to be. It goes in, it does its job, and it leaves the body. So we think this product fits the growing market need for weight loss maintenance, mostly after people lose their weight with another product that they might want that has very significant declines in their weight. Then they want to, maintain that weight loss, and that's what this product would be used for. So we're advancing toward the next phase of development with a clear focus to be able to demonstrate clinically meaningful support for maintaining weight loss with an approach that patients find very livable.
It's 2030. What does obesity care look like in the next 5 years?
Well, over the next 5 years, obesity care will look probably more like other chronic diseases in that it will be tailored and staged. We'll match therapies to phenotype and risk. For example, a very high BMI person may start with the most potent induction agent, while someone with, say, osteopenia may prioritize a product that is more muscle sparing in its mode of action. Care won't be one size fits all, which is kind of what it's doing right now. So we'll also separate induction, which is weight loss, from maintenance. So after active weight loss phase, patients will have maintenance-specific options, tools with a lighter day-to-day footprint designed to keep weight in check with better tolerability and flexibility around real life. So pathways will, flex over time based on response, preferences, and comorbidities. So success, I think, will look more durable outcomes and higher persistence, more people saying, I can live my life on this, as opposed to saying, well, for the time being, I'm losing weight, and after that, we'll see what happens.
Terrific. Well, you've been wonderful. Is there anything that you'd like to add or suggest that we didn't talk about today or I didn't ask? Anything you want to put in front of folks?
I think we've kind of covered it all. I think the big idea that I would share with people is don't settle for what is. Keep looking for innovation and keep looking and challenging your providers to help seek pathways that work for you. And that may include products like a Rose 10 in the future as we progress down our development pathway.
Lynn, you've been terrific. You're welcome back anytime. And thank you, everybody, for listening to today's Daily Dose with AH.